apply pressure. I'm applying pressure. I'm applying pressure.
No mercy. No mercy. I'ma give you no mercy. I'ma give you this.
You're now in tune to Convos with Mr. Cooper.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome to Convos. I'm Mr. Cooper. Man. I gotta say, I feel good today. Shout out to everybody that's feeling good. Shout out to everybody that's hearing my voice right now. If you are hearing my voice and watching me right now at this moment, that means you made it. You made it through. Yeah. You made it through all the BS you went through today. You made it through all of the trials and the tribulations. You know what I'm saying? You got to it. Hopefully you got some good shit done. Hopefully you stuck to your plan. You stuck to your guns. And you keep it moving. That's the goal. Keep it pushing. No matter what. And I'm glad you made it here. I'm glad you taking the time to sit and listen to this man with a little bit of white in his beard. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that you all made it to Convos. Real quick, before I get started, I want to send a special shout out to my partner, my life partner, my wife, Queen. I love you. By now, by the time this airs, we're already in our podcast, which is No BS with the Coopers, by the way. Yeah, that podcast is wonderful. I'm great to have you as my life tag team partner. I love you here and beyond. And we got the rest of our lives to make this thing go as far as we want it. Love you. Man, I want to start today. On another note, you know it. You know what Convos is about. You know why I'm here. But above all else, I'm here to inspire as well. You know, my story is different. Everyone's story is different. I'm not special. You know what I'm saying? I just have very, very special qualities. I am a visionary. I am determined. I'm not easily swayed. I don't back down. I go for what I want. It didn't always start out that way, though. Before I found myself and I knew myself, I had a hard time trusting myself. I had a hard time believing in myself. And it wasn't just because of me. It was because of the people who I had around me. It's hard to have goals, dreams for yourself when you really want those people that knew you, that profess their love for you, that, you know, say they want to see the best for you. When you tell them those dreams and they shit on them, you know, if I would have been like most people and given up, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today. But that's a topic for another time. This topic today, I want to motivate y'all. Simply put, it's time for you to give it your all. Yeah, it's really time. What do I mean by that? Throughout these episodes of Convos, I've talked about working for yourself. I've talked about entrepreneurship. I've talked about the time when you're going to have to figure out what you want to do besides that job you're working on. I've talked about the ups and the downs of building business and having your own business. I've talked about believing in yourself enough to go out and go get it for yourself. But I've never given it to you in this way. And I'm going to give it to you in five small steps that hopefully you can put together and make work for yourselves. Y'all know how we do it. Step number one of giving it your all. Be passionate about whatever it is you want. If you have a talent, if you have dreams, if you have a vision of how you want your life to go, what you want to do, it doesn't matter. It could have started out being the cliche things. I want to be a doctor, a lawyer. I want to play in the NBA. I want to play in the NFL. You know, I want to be an astronaut. I want to do the normal things. Yeah. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the goals, the God-given talents that he's given you. As a matter of fact, I haven't done this in a while, but let's do this right now. Go down in the comments. And if you have a talent, a gift, something that you're passionate about that you haven't just quite started on doing yet, leave it in the comments. And everybody else, you go and you encourage whoever that is that's leaving that comment. Because we only go as far as the people that encourage us and help us get there. So be passionate about whatever it is. I don't care if you can juggle and you want to goddamn be in the circus. Because you know you can make people laugh and smile. Go do that shit. I don't care if you want to become a professional wrestler. And because everybody else has their notions of what you should be, but you believe in yourself, you know you can entertain, you know you can make a life out of this. Go do that shit. Yeah. What if you wanted to do hair? Be a hairstylist. Yeah. What if you, wanted to podcast? Do that shit. Or be passionate about it. That's the first step, having passion. Step number two, make a plan. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't think you're just going to get out there and do it and the shit's just going to work like that. No. Find that thing that you're passionate about and make a plan on how you're going to execute. Listen, there's nothing wrong with planning. As a matter of fact, I dare say a lot of us have been stuck in our lives in many ways because we didn't properly plan. Shake out of that shit. Make a plan. Make a plan for your life. Make a plan for your family. Make a plan for you. Yeah, that was short. Make a plan. It's self-explanatory. Number three, and this is to me the most important. Block out all of the noise and focus. I'm gonna repeat myself. Block out all of the noise and focus. Yeah. I'll give you a few examples personally. Man, I've talked about it before. People telling me I couldn't do certain things, and I prove them wrong every fucking time. Listen, the proof is in the pudding. I don't even like pudding. Y'all know that. But block out the noise. Block out the naysayers. Block out the ones that don't see the value in you. Block out the noise of people coming against your dream, coming against what God has for you. Block out that noise and have the focus to follow through on that plan you made and execute. I'm telling you, that's the best thing. When you block out all that bullshit, man, and you got a, a laser focus on what you want for your life, you don't know how far you'll get. Yeah. Things that people told me I would never be able to accomplish, I accomplished that and more. Talk your shit, Coop. Yes, I will. Yeah. I am the first and only artist on record right now. Do your research. That has a music video on Amazon Prime Video. Let me repeat myself. My music video, instead of me just putting it out on YouTube and other platforms, the first place I put it was Amazon. Yeah. This will be a perfect time to tell you that if you're looking for the best products, and I mean the very best products, products that you possibly haven't found or haven't looked for, guess where you can find them? On my Amazon store. That's right. Mr. Cooper has an Amazon store. Don't worry. The link will be in the description. Make sure you go. Cop from the store. Shout out to Amazon. Yeah. I'm the only one, the only artist, mainstream or independent, with my music video. I love your dress, by the way. Featuring my lovely wife. Yeah. Yeah. See, that's a part of blocking out the noise. When I shot my very first music video, I didn't have to go and get no video vixen or a model or anybody else. No, I chose to do it different. When I put out my music, I chose to do it different. I chose to show a man that values his wife. Not what I've seen on television and on these reality shows and in music and all of this bullshit. No, a man that really values and really honors his wife. Yeah, that's how I chose to come out. So when I did my first music video, that was my guest star, my wife. By the time everybody heard about it and saw the video, for circumstances that I can't speak of, they were bashing me and talking shit and doing all of this stupid shit. Guess what I had to do? I had to block out the noise. Guess what? Because none of you fucking peons knew what the fuck you was talking about. I had to block out the noise and focus. And in one fell swoop, my name is in the history books, not because of other shit, but because myself, I chose to make the necessary step and move for me. Now my children, my wife, I'm forever in the film section of Amazon Prime Video. And I'm the only one. Everybody else, you see movies. You see y'all. Go look at my TikTok. I did a video about it. My TikTok is The Real Mr. Cooper, by the way. I mean, you need to run it up. My TikTok is the shit. But yeah, go look it up. It's not no BS. It's just real. And that's what happens when you block out the noise and focus. You can accomplish more than you think. You can get it done. Yeah. Number four. Even when you made it to that top, even when you hit the top of the mountain, guess what you still got to do? You still got to put in work. You still got more work to put in. It ain't no rest. It's really not. you still have to keep trucking and keep pushing forward. You still have to make a way. Even when you feel like you're at your highest height, that's when the work intensifies. I spoke on that. But it's fact. Put in the work no matter what, even when you don't feel like it. There were things that happened within this week that we had to move around and reschedule. But guess what? That stuff still gonna get done. It didn't put a stop to it. The work still got to get done. No matter what. You sick? Feel better. Get that shit done. You sleepy? Take a nap. Get your ass up and get that shit done. You hungry? Go eat some fruit. Recharge and get that shit done. These steps of giving it your all. One, be passionate about whatever it is you want. Two, be sure to make a plan. Three, block out the noise. Focus. Four, put in the work no matter how hard it gets, no matter what. And my final one, it's plenty more, but the final one I'm going to give you today, simple. Do what's best for you. Everybody take a deep breath. I couldn't take that breath for you. You couldn't take that breath for me. That's a simple analogy. I shouldn't have to explain more than that, right? Rich, what'd you think? I shouldn't have to say more than that, right? I mean, it's simple. Do what's best for you, not what's best for your parents, not what's best for your spouse, not what's best for so-called friends, not what's best for your church folk, not what's best for your job, not what's best for your boss. Do what's best for you. I promise you, if you do what's best for you and give time to focus on you, even with all of that, you could be more effective for others. I promise you. Think about it this way. How can you help someone and you can't even help yourself? Do what's best for you. Ultimately, that will be what's best for your lineage. If you care about that sort of thing, if you care about leaving a mark in this world, if you care about leaving a legacy for your children, if you care about wanting better, period. Give it your all. And I know I should have said this first, but it means a lot for me to say it now. Just fucking start. Just start. If you sitting on your job, you sitting at the house, or you maybe replaying this, and you're asking yourself, damn, man, just talking to yourself like, damn, I know it's more. I know I could do more. I know I could do something better, man. But what kind of gratification am I getting from this? Like, I know it's something. If you're questioning that, man, start. Just start. What's good, world? This is the one and only Mr. Cooper. And this episode of Convos with Mr. Cooper was brought to you by Signature Series Network, Blaze It Up Radio. Don't be concerned about what people have to say. Don't be concerned about if you'll fail or not. Because if you're thinking like that, you already failed. Thank you for taking the time, as always, to sit, look, listen, and hopefully learn. You know what it is. Follow me on IG at I Am The Real Mr. Cooper. Follow me also on Twitter, where I do what? Talk my shit at The Real Mr. Cooper. You can also subscribe to the most prestigious network in the land. That is the Signature Series Network. Also, if you haven't, go listen to my music. Go stream my shit. Everything that's involving me is in the description with links, clickable links. Click them, catch up, do your due diligence, and show love. Listen, all you got to do is give it your all. Everything else will handle itself. Thank you again, and until next time, this is Convos. I'm Mr. Cooper.
First I let my wheel spin, then I let my screen fall, then I let my trunk be, then I let my trunk be. First I let my wheel spin, then I let my screen fall, then I let my trunk be, then I let my